Grace, peace, and mercy are yours from our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So once a year, we gather together to dedicate a day to look back at the event and time that the Lutheran Church came to be. And today is that day. This is my 32nd year of preaching a sermon on what we call the Reformation. And one of these days, I'm going to get it right. Practice, practice, practice. That's why doctors only practice. You know, it's an art. But over those years, I've spoken about the situation of the church during Luther's day that moved him to challenge the church and the civil authorities. And over those years, I've talked about details of Luther's personal life, which influenced him to enter the monastery. How while there, he became a deep student and lover of God's Word, and how that study led him to discover that what he'd been taught about how God saves us was not biblical. And over those years, I've preached about the phrases that have become the theological identifiers of the Reformation. Sola fide, sola gratia, sola Christi, and sola scriptura. These declare, of course, that we are saved through faith alone, by God's grace alone, for the sake of Christ alone, and that this truth is found in Scripture alone. This year I don't want to speak so much about the events that took place in the 1500s, but rather the events that are going on today. And I hope what we'll ultimately see is that what's happening today and how God would have us deal with it is really no different than it was in Luther's day. Over the years, as a pastor, I've had many people call me or stop by the office for help with various kinds of conflicts. Some of them internal, sometimes they're with other people, a husband, a wife, sometimes another family member, someone at work or school or even church. And sometimes one party, most of the time, one party comes in, and sometimes both parties come in. And as one person tells their story of why they're in disagreement, you can feel the tension and the anxiety become very obvious. And in those times, the big question seems to be, what do you say? What do you do as our lives are falling apart? During those years, I've also had the opportunity to be with a lot of people who were seriously ill. People fighting cancer or some other life-changing disease or event. And as you listen, as they, along with their loved ones, talk about how things are going, you can imagine the anxiety in the room. A lot of unanswered questions, the what ifs, the how longs, the how bads. In those situations, what do you say? What do you say when life falls apart and hope seems much too small? Well, actually, one of the scripture readings this morning dealt with that very question. What do you do when things fall apart? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow, shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Those words are familiar, not just because we read them earlier in the service, but also because we actually just sang about them. That hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, is based on this psalm, Martin Luther. It was so important to Martin Luther. And when events such as those described in Psalm 46 actually happen around to or to us, everything becomes much more real. And what Psalm 46 describes sounds a lot like what's been happening the last 9 months, at least to me. International chaos, global health crises, economic turmoil, geological distress, emotional anxiety, family dysfunction. And I would imagine that many of you are asking the same questions I have. Where's God? What's he trying to tell us? How are we to understand all of this? And how does God want us to respond in times like this? Well, at the very beginning of that psalm, the author makes a bold statement about what our thinking should focus on first. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. We will not fear. Period. And then the author describes three scenes. The first scene, that we're not to fear, describes what happens in things like hurricanes or earthquakes or tornadoes or other natural disasters. We will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at their swelling. The earth is giving way, the mountains are shaking and falling, the rivers and the oceans are in chaos, the very earth is trembling, and right in the middle of the scene, what do we see? There's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. A river. The kind of river that when people see it, they're glad, they rejoice. The kind of river that speaks the heart of God. The kind of river in which you find the presence of God himself. A baptismal kind of river. A river that even in the midst of chaos, people stand and they say, God is here. God is with us. We will not fail. God will help us at the break of day. And that second scene we find in verse 6. The nations rage. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. Syria, Iran, Israel, North and South Dakota. South Dakota. North and... Sorry, Colleen. North and South Korea, Russia, China, America. Geopolitical conflicts rage. Military forces are ready to clash. Rioters destroy city blocks. Economies wobble. Ideological, hate-filled power mongers stand toe-to-toe with one another, calling one another out, pushing one another's buttons, seeing how far they can go before they reach the breaking point. Interpersonal attacks being waged, one after another, after another. And yet, right in the midst of this, where we find ourselves, what do we see? The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The Lord, with his host, his armies, is with us. This God is our fortress. He is our place of safety and security. He is our hiding place. In him we can rest secure. And that third scene then comes in verses 8 and 9. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow, shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Well, there's some really interesting words. Words, I think, which describe the mighty, holy, unbridled power of God doing things that God in his wisdom sometimes does without our comprehension. Breaking spears, destroying kingdoms, bringing desolation on the earth. And sometimes this mighty, holy, unbridled power of God intersects with our lives. And there's collateral damage. We too experience the fallout when God demonstrates how small we are and how much control we do not have. But right in the middle of this, what do we hear? A voice. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still. We sing about it, right? Be still, my soul. And know that your God is the God, true God. So which of these three scenes do you see in your life right now? Natural calamities? Are things falling apart in your home or with your health? Interpersonal conflicts? The inexplicable, holy, unbridled power of God where sometimes stuff just happens? How are you doing with this scene playing out in your life? In the middle of the chaos and the anxiety and the uncertainty, how is your faith? Or maybe I should ask, where is your faith? In what is your faith? Without knowing it or intending it, Luther found himself in the midst of conflict that rocked the world. He raised 95 questions, really just topics for debate, just asking for open discussion. And he wound up changing the face of Europe and history. He found himself confronted with death threats, and even excommunication from his church, the official word that his soul would spend eternity in hell. Where could he put his faith? Or in whom could he put his faith? You see, no matter which of the psalmist's scenes is being played out in your life, God comes to each of us this morning as he came to Luther with those words, "Be still. Know I am your refuge and strength. Know that I am your fortress. Know that I am that calm, tranquil stream in the midst of the chaos." He is the one who says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." What God is saying there is, "I will stand by your side no matter what. I sent my son, Jesus, to make that very thing happen. His life, his death, his resurrection took away that sin that separated you and me. So now and forever, because of him, I am with you. The waters of baptism guarantee that promise from God. And Christ's body and blood given to you under the forms of bread and wine guarantee that promise of God to you. And with God's promise, you can depend on the Lord's presence throughout your life. And along with the psalmist, you can confidently declare, "The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." It was that promise that enabled Luther to stand against popes and armies. His Lord of hosts, his Jesus, was with him. A mighty fortress was his God, and is your God as well. in the weeks and the months and the years ahead. You will witness the three scenes of Psalm 44 playing out again and again. Here's the question. How will you respond when things fall apart? In the midst of whatever chaos you face, God's promise remains that He Himself comes to you and encourages you with the words, "Don't be alarmed, don't worry, don't be afraid. I'm with you." And here's the great challenge for us. When things are falling apart, there are opportunities for us as His children to speak those words to one another. Be still. Don't be afraid. And there will also be opportunities for us to answer some other questions. Why are you at peace? How can you be calm? Don't you see what's going on? Answer by simply and confidently answering, "God. God is my refuge and my strength. There's nothing to be afraid of. Chaos comes and chaos goes, but in the midst of it, I have a calm, peaceful, baptismal river where God washed me and saved me, and He promises to be my strong and mighty fortress no matter what happens. And I hear His voice saying to me each day, 'Be still, for I am your God forever.'" Amen.